bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. I've been listening all day. Y'all been on something all day long, from the morning show all the way to little old me right here at Truth in the Afternoon. By the way, want to remind you, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of this live show. And if you don't want to do that, you can just download the Truth app. The Truth app at the App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can get us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, broadcast, rebroadcast, podcast, streamcast, cast on your leg, all that. So just make sure you do it. It's been one of those days. Hey, want to say what's up, Kwanda? Why you got to call it study hall? Can't you come up with, Kwanda, come up with a better name than study hall. Come up with a better name. Essie, what's going on? Curly Q, good afternoon. In and out to go watch the game. Go Crew. Wow. Hey, what's up, Willie? I think there are three types of people we need to have in our lives. You know, we choose our friends. You know, they usually tell you if you look at a person's five friends, if you look at the last, you know, the apps on their phone, it'll tell you something about them. I think there are three types of family or friends or combination that you need in your life in order to be successful. I guess the question is, do you have these people in your life? Now, I've made it a point to have these people in my life. Contrary to popular belief, there are people in my life that will look at me and go, no, you're wrong. Don't do that. That's stupid. You would be an idiot if you did that. And I'm perfectly okay with it. I'm perfectly, like, okay. But you need somebody in there first as you're younger that can walk you through life. I could tell you where to go, help you, and tell you, in some instances, tell you what to do. Don't do that. Right? You need that person that can create a path for you so that you can win and get those things that you need. Does that make sense? Okay. But then you need that person that is kind of what I like to call a covering. That person that's going to be there, that if anything happens to you, they're going to step in. Not if anything happens to you and it's necessarily bad, but just if anything happens to you, if anything occurs in your life, that person is there. They watch over you. They keep you. They check in with you. Hey, is everything okay? Everything going all right? I guess when you get to a certain age in life and you start getting phone calls, somebody shared this with me the other day. They said, last weekend, they said, you know, I'm getting to the point that when I think about people, I call them. And that's what I do. If you cross my mind, I call you. Like there's nothing attached to it. I don't want anything. You just crossed my mind and I called you. And that's it. No, nothing extra, nothing. Well, you know, while I got you on the phone, none of that. And I know y'all don't make phone calls. Y'all text people. And I do that too. Sometimes you need to be that person that is a covering for someone else. That makes other people back up, take a step back and go, yeah, let me think about that. So think about it. You need somebody in your life that is going to tell you these are the things you need to do. Because sometimes you don't know. When I needed to buy a house, I had to pick up the phone call. I said, where should I start looking because I want to buy a house? And the first thing they asked me, well, do you have savings for a down payment? I said, yes. They said, how much do you have? I said, I have 25%. They said, well, you know, they got programs out here where you only need 10. I said, I heard that, but I don't have to pay the extra private mortgage insurance and then got to renegotiate and do all that other nonsense to beg them to drop the payments when I reach 20%. Because, you know, if you have 20% or more, that's the trigger so you don't have to pay PMI. So they walked me through that. They talked me through that. But then they did what? They then followed up and said, hey, everything working out? A month or two later, did you get this? Did you get that? Did you look at this? Did you look at that? But then you need that person that when you do that and you mess it up, they tell you that's wrong. You should have done that. You need to be like this. I had somebody tell me I was going to a memorial service, right? And the attire for the memorial service was a dark suit. So I wore a sports jacket that was dark, black pants, and a shirt and tie. And the person walked up to me and said, excuse me, yeah, that's not a dark suit. I said, yeah, but I'm in a suit. They said, no, that's not a dark suit. The attire is a dark suit. They corrected me. So a couple weeks ago, I went to that same like annual memorial service. And I actually called the person and said, hey, guess what? Yeah, I took a picture and sent it to you. I got a suit on. Why? Because you have to be open to correction. You have to be open to that. You have to be open to people giving you advice, telling you what to do and following it, trusting them. And you have to trust that when people check in on you, there's nothing that they really want. There's nothing they're looking for. And then you need to be open to people telling you that something you did, said, place that you went, you were wrong. And that's okay. You need people that are going to be honest in your life. You need family and friends that give you the unadulterated truth. And that's what we try to do here. So when you listen to 101.7 The Truth, one of the things you need to remember that there are usually three things you're going to get, because I think we family and friends, right? Truth Nation. Three things you're going to get and the three things we expect. You should be directed, protected, and corrected.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth right here. Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday, 357, between the Tori Lowe Show and me. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be joined by Rennell Williams, Chief Creative Officer at VYZ. He'll be discussing why he launched the clothing and lifestyle brand and what inspires him every day. So again, that's the Black Business Give Back Spotlight with VYZ this Friday, 357, right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. All my kingdoms turn to sand and fall into the sea. I'm mad about you. 833-212-1017 is the number. It is Brewers Day, and the Brewers play today, and I hope they do very well and beat the Cubs and come back in. I'm just saying. I hope. I pray. Quanda say, absolutely not. Okay, maybe I'll think about a name change, but did the weather change got you sniffing in our ear? Feel better? Why you? So I sniff. So what? So here's the thing. Every time the weather changes, I get a cold. From summer to fall, from fall to winter, from winter to spring to summer, about four times a year, I get a cold. I don't know why. Hey, Sincere, we coming up with a new name, just so you know. We ain't going to call it the Study Hall. I appreciate it. But I can't tell what, you know, if that's your chat and you want to call it Study Hall, call it Study Hall. But I'm just saying, you know, we need a better name. We need a ethnic name. We need a cultural name. In other words, I don't want to be reminded going back to high school. I'm just saying. Not really. City Girl said, I do that too. Dr. Ken, I'll either call or text you if and when I think of people. I love it. We need to know that people care. Quanda says, same correction I did to you saying you were wearing dark clothes last week and that you were, quickly it's gray, you were, but it was still dark. Ugh. She had to bring that up. So we were talking last week and I was wearing gray and somebody was saying, you are young, and I said, no, it's dark gray. No, it's gray. And they got into a whole, you know. Now, I admit my eyes are not the best when it comes to colors. I've never been good with colors. Like, you can say, hey, that's a so-and-so. And I'm like, okay. You're like, what, you don't get? I'm like, no. I've always had issues in the reds. Maroon, like dark carnation pink. I still don't know what mauve is. And there's a bluish, greenish, silverish, goldish color. And I don't know if that's mauve or something. I'm the guy, give me 12 colors. Give me 12 Crayola crayons. If you could give me six of basic colors, I'm good. White, black, give me a brown. Give me a red, give me a blue, give me a yellow. Yeah, six. That's about it. I'm done. After that, I'm done. Because I can mix any of those together and get whatever color I want. But, yeah. Light green, dark green, Kelly green, lime green. Don't get me started. Because Sincere Hush, it is not Study Hall anymore. What's wrong with him calling it Study Hall? I think, Quanda, I think everybody's on your side. I'm just saying, I kind of think everybody's on your side. 833-212-1017 is the number. The high today is 59 right now. At 19 minutes after the hour, we're at 58 degrees. The low tonight is, I don't even want to say it. Can I whisper it? 49. It's 49 degrees of the as the low tonight. So I'm not really feeling it. Winds are from the north northeast at about 9 miles an hour. Humidity is about 48%. Chance of rain, maybe tomorrow. But then again, it was supposed to. Let me check the 10-day because I know it's supposed to rain, and then it stopped. And so I don't think there's any more rain expected until like Friday. There should be some rain in the morning. High 68, low is 46. So back to the same. It's coming. Better put a jacket in your car everywhere you go. So I read a story today where the other day there was a story, and I don't remember whether or not I mentioned it, and I thought it was kind of dumb, but then I blew it off because I went, man, nobody's going to do it. CBS 58 has a story today that talked about the Wisconsin Department of Justice is asking a judge to pause voter citizenship verification order. Why would you allow somebody to vote and they're not a citizen? Why would you need somebody to prove that they're a citizen? I think just like if you have to show an ID, you should probably prove you're a citizen. But I think if we just stop giving ID cards out to people who aren't citizens, then we would be okay. Or have something on it that says they're not a citizen. I mean that just kind of makes sense, right? Well, this story goes on to say the Wisconsin Department of Justice last Monday asked the judge to immediately put a hold on his order that would require election officials to verify citizenship of all 3.6 million registered Wisconsin voters before the next statewide election in February. State Justice Department, which represents the Wisconsin Elections Commission, is seeking a stay of the ruling pending an appeal. The fight over verifying citizenship status of voters in battleground Wisconsin comes as Donald Trump. And I don't think this has really anything to do with Donald Trump. For me, it comes down to voter fraud. It comes down to someone who is not a citizen voting. And if you're not a citizen, I don't care if you pay taxes. If you're not a citizen, you should not be voting in any election anywhere in the countries. Do you agree? 833-212-1017. Do you agree? We're talking about somebody that's going to vote what to do with your tax money, whether or not to educate children, whether or not, like all these things. And you can't stop them? What if it happens to be more of them in one automatic district and they vote in who they want when the majority of citizens want someone else? I don't think you should be able to come into a country, and I can't think of a country in the world where you would be able to go in and vote and you're not a citizen. It would be idiotic if you were allowed to do that. Wisconsin lawsuit was filed in August of 2024 in the lead up to the November presidential election by two suburban voters, including a longtime critic of how elections are run in the state. Now, that needs to be fixed. We need to get some consistency on how we do that. They sought a court order requiring the Wisconsin Election Commission and the State Department of Transportation to verify citizenship on all applicants registering to vote. I have no problem with that. You should not be able to vote. Now, the ones that aren't citizens and have been voting and we don't know whether or not they're citizens or not, yeah, well, there's nothing we can do. But as we weed them out, they need to go. You don't get the same benefits that people that were born, pay taxes, have generations here. You don't get to skip us and vote and have all the rights and privileges of a citizen without pledging some type of allegiance to this country. And I've said it before. If you don't like it, leave. Get out. There are many, many countries throughout throughout the world that will take you. But at some point, we have to agree with what Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell ruled on last Friday, that the Elections Commission is violating state and federal statutes by, and understand, maintaining an election system that potentially allows individuals on the voter roll who may not be lawfully entitled to cast a vote in Wisconsin. We stop people coming from Illinois to vote in Wisconsin. Why wouldn't we stop somebody coming from another country? They said the Elections Commission is failing in the most basic task of ensuring that only lawful voters make it to the voter roll from where lawful votes are cast, the judge rules. He ordered the Elections Commission to review the voter rolls before February 18th spring primary election in 2026 to determine if anyone who is not a U.S. citizen is registered to vote. He also prohibited accepting any new voter registration requests without verification that the applicant is a U.S. citizen. Now, we understand, and Josh Calder's right, the Wisconsin Attorney General, who's a Democrat, who said the court order would require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration system and the creation of new verification requirements not otherwise provided by statute. Well, then now you have it. You don't have to have a statute when a judge tells you you got to do something, that it's unconstitutional. And really, you're violating the civil rights of people that are already here by allowing. Now, what if that person gets somebody's ID and they're not from here and they pretend to be me and they go in and cast a vote and then I go in and try to vote and they tell me I voted already? I have zero recourse. Oh, well, you can cast a provisional ballot. It's too late. That ballot, that vote has already been counted, sent downtown by cellular transmission, and all they're going to do is verify the vote at the end of the voting day and make sure that you have the same number of cards that you have of votes that are tallied and sent downtown. And that's it. And that's how they know that who won, that everybody voted and who won. So they got the percentages. If you got 100 people in a ward that can vote at 80 vote, then you got an 80% voting, and they know how many people voted. Quiet is kept. They could probably figure out who voted and who didn't, because you got to what? Sign your name. So you've broken all kind of laws. And your own attorney general, who pretends to be the highest law enforcement officer in the state, and he's not. He has zero law enforcement power, but I don't know why we called him that. It's kind of dumb. And now he's trying to stop it? Makes absolutely no sense. Your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Is this something we should be doing in Wisconsin? Should we be taking unlawful voters off the voter roll?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm blue?
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind you, the Truth is the proud home of Marquette University High School Championship Football Friday night. The Marquette High Hilltoppers take on rival Brookfield East Spartans. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. (833) 212-1017 is the number. So here's the deal. I got the summit coming up, by the way, November 15th at Thrive on King. from 10 a.m. to 1. So you got to go to 1017thetruth.com so you can register and come on, check it out. We want to get about 100, 200 people there, right? What we want to do is talk about two things that I believe are the most important things in the Black community. One is healthcare, and the other one is education. And so we've got Dr. Terrence Robinson, who's the West Dallas, West Milwaukee superintendent of schools. And we have Dr. Brenda Caselius coming back because, you know, she promised to come back and she said she would and she is. And so we're gonna talk about education in southeastern Wisconsin. It's not about just Black kids. It's not just about white kids or Hispanic kids. It's about children being able, under this ridiculousness of public instruction here in the state of Wisconsin and DPI under Jill Underly, being able to learn and have parents understand whether or not they're children. Now, I don't necessarily expect them to bash it because they're in that system and they have to work there. I get that. But what I want to hear is how they're going to help our children prosper, learn how to read, all those things, right? But then we're going to talk about health. We are going to talk about health care. We're going to talk about some of the things that we don't necessarily want to jump in on, like questions like why type 2 diabetes is rising in people under 40. Type 2 diabetes is about your lifestyle, what you eat, your environment, all that stuff. But yet we've got more and more young people dying, getting sick, needing treatment, having a health crisis among younger generations, right? We're also going to be talking about prostate health. We're going to be talking about breast health. We got shows coming up. We got panels this weekend in Milwaukee. We got all sorts of things coming up because, you know, this is Breast Cancer Month, October. And so we've got some guests coming in next week. I've got a guest coming in Thursday to talk about a panel that's going to be coming up on women's health. So there's a lot of things going on, but usually when you're middle-aged and older, you know, I was told you have type 2 diabetes, but I really didn't have type 2 diabetes. I was pre-diabetic, and then I changed and lost weight and all that other stuff. But now people in their 20s and 30s are getting sick. They're getting diagnosed with diseases, with ailments, blood-related things that can cause heart disease, kidney failure, vision loss, all those things that are pretty much preventable. This is an article from rollout.com. The rise of type 2 diabetes in young adults signals broader societal changes in how people eat, how they move, and how they live that are fundamentally incompatible with human metabolic health. Unlike type 1, which is an autoimmune condition that you have, that can be hereditary. Type 2 diabetes, which can be hereditary, but it develops primarily through lifestyle factors that overwhelm the body's insulin response system. What does that mean? Well, understanding what drives this epidemic among you younger people is essential to reverse the trend. It's pretty easy to do, but if you want to have lifelong health complications, don't do anything. Sit around. You heard when we talked about Truth Unfiltered, sit around and get fat. I got told, you can't say fat? So what am I supposed to say? Obese? Obese sounds better than fat. Like, technically, I'm obese. Anytime you're over your target weight, you're obese. Some people are more obese. Some people are less. Some people are morbidly obese, as in, if you don't lose weight, it'll kill you. Regular consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages alone will increase type 2 diabetes risk by 26%. That's according to research tracking dietary patterns and health outcomes. Now, I'm a part of a American Cancer Society longitudinal study. I think I've been in the study like 10, 15 years, where they track your health. They track your blood. They track all those things about you, right? What do you eat? What do you drink? Well, how many times you've seen kids drinking soda, energy drinks, sweetened coffees, all that stuff spikes your sugar, spikes the sugar in your blood. Does anybody, has anybody awakened in the last year or so? I'm curious to your weight issues. 833-212-1017 is the number. Have you, is anybody, what's the word I'm looking for, bold enough or comfortable enough talking about their weight or their weight loss? Because for me, I was at 252 pounds. I looked in the mirror and went, oh my goodness, you need to lose weight. And then all of a sudden, I just changed and got into functional medicine. I found a medical doctor who understood functional medicine, that what you eat is what you become. So when Black people pick Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Monday, Friday, and eat all the bad food, but I love my baby and I want them to eat good. Well, you want to kill your baby early? Keep feeding them. But now we've got younger people. We're talking 40 and under with diseases that they ought not be challenged with until they're late in their 60s or 70s. All those liquid calories cause rapid blood sugar spikes that force the pancreas to produce excessive insulin repeatedly throughout the day. Portion sizes. Restaurant meals often contain an entire day's worth of calories, one sitting. Go to McDonald's. You could smoke through your entire calorie intake, one sitting. Young adults accustomed to these supersized portions consume far more calories than their bodies need, leading to weight gain, metabolic dysfunction, and then it sets the stage for diabetes. One of the most avoidable things in your life is diabetes, type 2. But if you sit around all day, you don't walk, you take the elevator. I got young people in my classes that take the elevator. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, don't you play sports? Yeah. What? Well, they want me to bulk up. Who cares what they want? You probably need to stop playing football if they want you that big, because you're eating food that's bad for you. All that for a win? I don't know. And that's all football programs. I'm not just teasing Concordia. That's all football programs. To what end? To what end? So if you're comfortable talking about some of the issues you have, like I do, 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm a little taken aback. I'm just a little taken aback. Dimitri said obese is a fancy politically correct term for fat. Nothing more, nothing less. Absolutely. But Babar said, I guess I am a White Castle. Well, you'll be a dead White Castle. I ate too much white. And all the bread you eat in the hamburger, I think about the bread that turns to sugar. All the things that I eat that turns to sugar, it's too much. It's just too much. You know, Kwanda earlier was harassing me about the study hall piece. So I finally told her that, well, you're the queen of the chat, so whatever you say goes. Welcome to the study hall. So during my show, the YouTube chat is officially called study hall. All right. Yeah, she told me, she smacked me back. She said, look, fool, what I call it is what it is. I was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Yes, ma'am. But think about this. Are you at a point in your life, like, what do you do when no one's watching? Because that's where character really counts. Character doesn't count when you're in front of somebody. If somebody drops $500 on the ground and you pick it up, it doesn't take character to say, excuse me, while other people are watching you, you drop this. It's when if you pick it up and nobody knows, and you're the only one that knows. Do you try to find an owner? Do you find a wallet and find the driver license and just go and give it back to them with their money inside? Or do you take the money out and go, hey, that's how it was when I found it? Character. It's the same way with food. Do you eat stuff you're not supposed to eat, but when you're in front of everybody? Are you the person that goes in and orders a meal from a fast food chain and a diet soda? Like, it just, are we fooling ourselves? Because I used to do that. Now I have to stop drinking dark soda and dark diet soda. And if I'm going to drink soda, I eat something that's protein, some eggs or some meat, to absorb it. And those are the kind of things I learned from a dietitian. Those are some of the things that I learned from functional medicine. And I'm not a medical doctor, so don't get it twisted. And I'm not giving medical advice. But those are just some of the things that I did. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I am your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Remember, in the 5 o'clock hour, we got top five at five. When we come back, government shutdown.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you come to your home, when you check out your home, when you look at your home, when it comes to your home, your smart play is just trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors. This month, the month of October, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month. You get that with 0% interest, and you get it for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella windows stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. P-E-L-L-A-W-I. 833-212-1017 is the number. So it's a lot of folks on furlough. Hopefully you're not one of them. But I think eventually it's going to affect you because of all the ancillary businesses and all those that do business with the government, and the government's closed. So then how can you make money when there's nobody home and the lights ain't on? So, but then how would you respond? Like, how are you going to respond? How would you respond if you were one of those people and tomorrow you went to work and they said, hey, by the way, Friday, yeah, that's the last day. We're turning off the lights at 5 o'clock. And at 11:59 that night, we are on furlough, the whole company. What would you do? Like, what would you do right now? Like, what are your choices? Have you decided? Have you saved? Have you done anything to be ready for that type of thing? I would. I did. You could lose your job the next day. You could walk in and say, hey, good morning, and say, thank you. Can you step in the office for a second? Yeah. Boop. You're done. Give me your key. Give me your whatever. Give me your computer. Give me your hat. Give me your clothes. Everything. Boop. You're gone. Like if you wear a uniform or something, you're gone. And it can happen. Well, that's what happened to people. I don't know what's worse. Finding out suddenly that you're on furlough, or somebody telling you, by the way, It's 51 minutes after the hour on Wednesday afternoon. Let's see. 11:59 Friday night. Yeah, you don't have a job anymore. I think that would be worse. The anticipation, right? And not because you're fired, but because, yeah, we're just closing the business because, you know, people are fighting with each other. Our board of directors, called the U.S. legislature, Republicans and Democrats, Senate and House, they're arguing with each other. So we don't really want to bother. We're just gonna go home. I'm like, really? Yep, we're just going to go home. We're not getting paid, so we'll just go home. What would you do? 833-212-1017 is the number. What exactly would you do if you found out no job? Like, that's it. You're done. Like literally, what would you do? I don't know. Demetri said, I would scramble to find another job or jobs. First of all, I would apply for unemployment if I qualify, which I should. I don't know. If the government stops paying you, I don't know if federal workers. Well, you know what? Boom, that's what we got Google for. Let me see. Let me ask the right question. When the federal government shuts down, can workers get unemployment? Because I don't know. They said, yes, furloughed federal workers are generally eligible to file for unemployment benefits during a government shutdown. The benefits are administered by state agencies through the unemployment compensation for federal employees. However, requirements. Repayment is required if Congress passes legislation to provide back pay. You got to pay that back. And you actually must be furloughed, which means only federal workers who are furloughed or placed on non-pay, non-duty status are eligible. Exempted employees are ineligible. Essential or accepted workers who are required to work without pay are not considered unemployed and therefore are not eligible for unemployment benefits. Legislation has been introduced to change this, but it ain't law. State law here in Wisconsin is going to determine your eligibility. The specific rules and waiting periods for receiving benefits depend on the state where you work. So what happens is it might take X amount of days or X amount of weeks you got to be out of work before you get the benefit, and you might be back at work. But now you start to get the benefit, so then you got to cut it off. If you get back pay, you got to pay that back. And I don't know how that works because I've never applied for unemployment in my life. I've never applied for it. Ever. Because when I thought I was going to not have a job, I just went and found one. Or I became an entrepreneur. But that's what I would do. I would scramble and find another job and create some type of income for myself. I mean, with the internet and all the things that are going on with podcasts and radio shows and all that, there should be some type of avenue for you to make more money. Is that something you would do? 833-212-1017. Demetri was kind of straightforward. I would just scramble and get another job. But Demetri, is there something you could do entrepreneurial where you wouldn't have to go work for anybody else? You could do it yourself? Because some people say that, but they don't really want to do it. They don't want to work for themselves. They don't want to bother with paying payroll tax and all that stuff and going to the tax man or woman. And they want to just be able to go in, go to work, get paid a check, and be done. But it's just how life is. If you want something out of it, you got to put something in. And I think if you get sidetracked, pushed off to the side, furloughed, you might want to consider unemployment. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, top five at five up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.